Camp Atterbury was a place that held prisoners of war during World War II. Now, it's being used to give new lives to 6,700 Afghans. I met two of them during my tour of Camp Atterbury.
I did a lot of jobs. I worked like as a plumber and electrician, and because I was an engineer. I was happy. I had money to earn.
Things were going well for Suleiman Akbarzada back home, and got even better when he met his future wife, Arzo. But Arzo's father helped the U.S. with the Afghan military.
I tell him, if you stay here, you're gonna die. So it doesn't matter that how you're gonna die, but we have to try our best to save our lives.
The couple, along with their parents and siblings, were able to escape Kabul when the United States left Afghanistan at the end of August. Arriving at Camp Atterbury was a new chapter for the Akbarzadas in more ways than one. They were married last week at the chapel on base.
I was planning to kiss each other, but they didn't let us because the mom was over there. So I let them to say, yeah, it's okay.
Children run around the base in Nike sneakers and long-sleeve t-shirts, and there are lots of them. 40% of the people at Camp Atterbury are 14 and younger. Sarah Jalal teaches some of them on Sundays.
But yeah, we started with the alphabet and kind of getting them familiar with the letters, and then we moved on to like simple phrases and greetings and, you know, just useful information that they can kind of use to help them get by. And
gotcha. So it's like English and kind of in like American culture sort of
stuff.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So I talked to them about like what school will be like here once they leave here, and then.
Jalal teaches at the 500 block on base. Each block is essentially a neighborhood of barracks. Camp officials say people there are generally single or are married and have lots of kids. The average family size on base is 7. Women and children sleep together in separate barracks from men, but families are kept together on the same block. Every block has its own sort of town council. Each barracks will choose someone who speaks English to represent them in what are essentially town hall meetings with the soldiers. Sergeant First Class Richard Hernandez says women at the 500 block are gradually being integrated.
So it got to a point where we slowly got the single women involved, and then the kids, and then the married women started going in there across from the husband, mind you. They still have kind of that boundary, but they're still interacting and voicing their opinions as need to.
The barracks serve well enough as a temporary home, but some of these folks have been here since early September, and they're looking forward to leaving after they finish their processing. A majority of evacuees have been authorized to work in the U.S. Others are wrapping up meeting the qualifications for their humanitarian parole. That includes security checks and making sure everyone's up to date on their vaccines. The Akbarzadas are hoping to head west once they're approved to leave.
San Diego, maybe. Because we didn't know that how they are managing to get housed. So we are waiting.
Suleiman has plans to get his master's in engineering, and Arzo would like to study and become a doctor. Are just two of thousands of people seeking refuge at Camp Atterbury. Officials say there's no timeline for when the operation will end. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Mitch Legan.